Hey guys, welcome to the Pack Animal Podcast, where we perceive life through the eyes of a canine. I'm your host, animal behavior specialist David Curlander. This episode, I would love to focus on a perplexing subject of housebreaking. Depending on the situation, this task can be either effortless or massively daunting. Now, there are a few ground rules and expectations that we should touch on first before we move in the direction of method. First, you must have consistency with both you and your dog. What I mean by this is that you must set your expectations. What do you expect? Do you expect your dog to hold it in for 12 hours a day? Do you expect your dog to have a continuous source of water and expect them to self-regulate? If you do, then realize these are massive tasks to expect in the beginning stages of development. A good expectation is that your dog first learns where and when to relieve themselves. Remember, dogs are clean by nature for sure. However, the four walls of your home and your beautiful prize-winning tulip bed are not natural. You will need to show what is acceptable and what is not. Second ground rule is you must have patience. Getting these points across to your dog can take time depending on the situation. Your frustrations will only delay the process. Understanding mistakes will happen. We all make mistakes and just need a little guidance to help us along the path of success. Again, always staying consistent will yield a positive outcome. Next, you must have an understanding of your dog and the situation. This is a big one. We have to first understand the whole situation. Is your dog having difficulty housebreaking? Well, then ask yourself this question. Why? Not all housebreaking issues are behavioral. First, I would have your dog checked out by a veterinarian. There may be a medical issue occurring preventing your dog's physical ability to hold it in. It could be as simple as a UTI, which is a urinary tract infection, or a bladder infection. Or it could be something more serious like kidney disease or diabetes causing incontinence. I strongly recommend to all people having difficulty housebreaking their dogs to first be cleared from their veterinarian. Another consideration is the age of your dog. The ability of bladder control has always been estimated at around 3 months of age. I feel like this is a good rule of thumb, but not a fact. What I do know for a fact is that I personally have had dogs housebreak for the most part as early as 10 weeks old and some as late as 6 months. This could be wildly dependent on the origins of your dog. For example, if you acquired your pup from a pet store or a shelter where they would expel, eat, and play in the same area, this could be an early expectation that was formed and could be difficult to break. On the flip side, your dog could have come from a reputable breeder or an outstanding rescue where holding areas are kept spotless and time and effort were given. Let's also take into consideration that this may vary depending on the breed of your dog and the activity levels. So essentially, know your dog and discover the whole picture before making a judgment call. Let's start by ruling out possibilities to achieve the bigger picture. So another reason you may be experiencing what you're experiencing is because of dominance. Housebreaking, to me at least, is when a dog understands your requirements and fully expels both urine and feces in a designated area, like an area in your yard or on the curb of a city street. So a common situation I run into pretty much every week is when someone calls me up to help fix a housebreaking issue, but all the dog is doing is trickling urine in areas around the house, randomly throughout the week, and some days, yes, and some days, no. This is not a housebreaking issue, as your dog is not defecating or completely expelling the bladder contents in the house. Now, we followed step one and had our dogs cleared by the veterinarian to find out that this is not a medical issue. So this action is definitely deliberate. Just know that your dog is fully aware of what he or she is doing. This is called marking, and it's a natural form of communication for your dog to communicate structure. And with effort, you can definitely change these patterns. Understanding the whole picture is the only way you can come up with a plan to rectify the situation. My motto in life is, having full and complete knowledge of your opponent is 90% of the battle won. Motivation to execute your plan is the remaining 10%. So with that said, let's move on to some routines. Once we discover the issue is indeed a housebreaking issue, we could then gather a game plan. This plan is wildly dependent on your lifestyle. So I'll give you an example as a foundation to how this will work, but you must adjust this to your routines and living expectations. So in this routine, you must confine your dog to start the creation of a good habit. Dogs are creatures of habit and love routines. You may notice your dog or a dog you have had in the past wake up each day at the same time. Know when it's time to eat or know the time you arrive home from work. I firmly believe dogs are consciously aware of time and space, just not in the human sense of perception. But that's an entire episode all on its own. First, I will start by saying that an overnight or while you're sleeping, the dog should be confined for success, either in a kennel or a small closed-in room. Limit your dog's exploration. Dogs are clean by nature and don't typically want to mess where they sleep, eat, and play. Feeding is also a major factor. Having a strict, or fairly strict, meaning within the hour, feeding routine. Another thing is designate your area. Make sure your dog knows where it's acceptable to go, and make this a destination walk. This is not playtime or exploration time. Simply put the leash on your dog and associate a word with your intentions. So the words that I like to use before I take my dogs out is I ask them, do you want to go to the bathroom? Then I put the leashes on them and walk them in an area that I choose. Then I say calmly and softly, as to not arouse an unwanted distracting behavior, I say go to the bathroom repeatedly until they go. If they are trying to play and explore, I simply walk them back and forth in a 4 to 5 foot small line or circle, repeating, go to the bathroom. I make this situation very unexciting and non-engaging until they fully expel. At that point, you could give them a much deserved amount of praise and positive associations like pets and or food. Then return to your home. If you wish to go for a nice long recreational walk, you can then take them back out, but use different words like, do you want to go for a walk? This will signify to them that the walk is different than going to the bathroom. And trust me, they will learn the difference. Some dogs will run around and explore for hours and never go to the bathroom because they're simply too busy. Then they return to the house and go to the bathroom inside because they couldn't hold it any longer. If they go to the bathroom on the walk, then that's fine, whatever. I'm not going to stress about that. It's just that when I take them out to go to the bathroom, I want that to be on a scheduled routine. When I say, do you want to go to the bathroom? We should go out. They should fully satisfy themselves, go back into the house, and be content until their next bathroom walk. Corrections for failures should associate a negative to the area not designated. However, these corrections should not instill fear as a method. I simply show the dog the area, give him a firm no, and make way to the designated area. Essentially saying, here no, here good. Make it simple. Remember, certain violent actions, like smacking your dog, will shut down the dog's ability to retain information. It just triggers a defense mechanism and builds fear and avoidance of you. My methods are to match stubbornness with stubbornness. I outwill my dog, and not vice versa. So a really common question is about water and when it should be offered to your dog. A lot of people wonder if they should have water offered in the kennel or have water offered overnight. Now, personally, I believe water should be offered all the time. Dehydration is a huge issue in dogs, especially with working breeds. So withholding water could actually be quite dangerous for your dog. If your dog is drinking excess amounts of water, then definitely start by going to the veterinarian and asking why this is so. Because there may be a medical explanation for your dog's unquenchable thirst. So I did mention in the beginning of this episode that if you expect your dog to have a continuous source of water and then expect them to self-regulate, well, that's just a little unreasonable for a young puppy. However, to get them to self-regulate, you must remain on routine, not remove the water. All that will do is just create a sense of urgency for them when they do get water, and they will wind up drinking more water as an opportunistic response. and effectively doing the exact opposite of what your intention was to begin with. Just keep in mind that the organic body is always in a perpetual state of dehydration because we use and expel the water within us. Okay, so let's jump into a practical routine. And let's say you're a 9-to-5er and a weekend relaxer. Let's just say you're typically up at 6 a.m. and out by 8 a.m. You arrive to work punctually at 9 a.m. and leave at 5 p.m. With a normal, easy flow of commuting traffic, you're home each day at 6 p.m. and ready to shut down for the night at around 10 p.m. Let's use this routine as a foundation because it's fairly common in the day-to-day operations of the business world. So you wake up at 6 a.m., walk your dog. The body relaxes and goes into a healing mode when you sleep. Your metabolism slows, and your ability to hold it in is increased with respect. Once your body awakens, the flame of your metabolism flares up, and your body resumes the normal consumption of energy. This is where the sensation to move bowels begins. Remember, this is not considering ailments or variables. I'm just giving you a foundation and an understanding to start with. Only you can make the adjustments to fit your lifestyle the best. Once your dog has fully relieved himself of the night's buildup, I would at this point feed your dog and give a fresh bowl of water while you are getting ready for work. By 7:30 a.m., just before you are getting ready to leave, walk your dog again and then confine him or her to a successful and comfortable area like a crate or a room. One of these morning walks can be removed over time or not. Depends on what you feel is necessary. So, for example, I wake up, I let my dogs out, they pee really quick, they run back in the house, they eat their food. I give them about 5 minutes, I let them back out again, they pee again, they poop, and then they're good to go. But for reference, I call these removable walks interim walks and are set in place only to educate. The walks that I call core walks are the ones that will always remain and stay consistent. Again, depending on your preference, these can be 3 times a day or 5 times a day, whatever you can integrate into your lifestyle. Just keep in mind that this is toxic waste, and the more walks you can give your dog consistently throughout the day, the more healthier it'll be for your dog to not have this stored up in the body. Now you return home. Your dog is excited to see you and has spent the past 11 hours confined. This is a reality that many people face and have faced for generations. Some may agree with it and some may not. However, it occurs and dogs are often very successful. Acquiring a dog walker for a midday walk is not a bad idea at all and can be very relieving. Just remember, if you do indeed hire a dog walker, you will now become committed if this is the habit you intend to condition. So now that you've returned home from work, immediately take your puppy for a relieving run to his or her bathroom area. Then bring him back in, feed, and give ample amounts of water. So at this point, your dog will be 100% satisfied and relieved, and you can have confidence to allow him or her to roam free around the dwelling without error. If for some reason, when you walk your dog, the dog does not actually satisfy you as far as how much he's went to the bathroom, let's just say they trickled a little bit, and you know there's a little bit more in there that needs to come out, but they're too busy out there exploring and playing, then, you know, bring them back in, put them in their kennel, and let them sit there for about 10 to 15 minutes. Then take them back out again and give them another opportunity to fully satisfy themselves. This way, when they do have freedom around the house, that you know there's nothing really in there for them to have an accident. So at around 7:30 p.m., you can introduce another interim walk with continuing freedom of the house, and then the last core walk right before bed at around 9:30 to 9:45 p.m. So this scenario is not for everybody. This is just a general way of looking at things. I don't know your life or how you like to live. So take this foundation and make it your own. Just remember, you are dealing with a living emotional being that needs your consideration. I highly recommend that you start a 1-week journal, clarifying your work week and your weekend expectations. Sometimes it can help to have these routines written down on paper so that everybody in the house can follow the exact same schedule. Remember, no matter what decision you make to go when it comes to training housebreaking, the only way it's going to work is if you stay as consistent as possible. Thank you guys for listening. I really hope you enjoyed this episode, and please be sure to visit my website at www.thepackanimalpodcast.com. Also, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Pack Animal Podcast. And please feel free to send questions and comments to David at thepackanimalpodcast.com. Thank you again for being a valued member of our pack. And please don't forget to hit subscribe on your favorite podcast hosting app. Until next time, remember, it does not matter how much time you spend with the wolf. It's within the capacity of your mind to open and become the wolf.